why are you so good at depicting badass women?
I guess because I would like to be one. just a wimp. Yeah, that's pretty much it, I think. Trying to channel a bit of that energy.
To the Slowbrow Show.
Welcome to this episode of the Slowbrow Show, Johanna Öst.
Thank you, thank you. Hello.
I'm a big fan of your art and your style and everything you do, because you create so many things. You do 3D art, like dolls and pins and everything, and then you also do comics and art. It's just amazing. So what are you working on right now?
Lots of things. I'm making a new comic, which I'm just planning at the moment. I'm also working on like a new chapter of an earlier comic that I'm sort of reworking a bit, and just lots of things, fanzine, and always lots of stuff.
I noticed that you sell a couple of your comics on your Etsy shop.
Yeah, I do.
They look so amazing. It's like you get this vintage sense. But if anyone know you from before, vintage and Johanna Öst sort of goes hand in hand a little bit, style-wise.
I guess.
The inspiration for your art, do you want to talk about it?
Oh, that's difficult. That's so much inspiration for a specific thing or something.
I'm thinking your comics mainly right now, because I love your comics.
Like the latest comic I made, Seaside, that's obviously inspired by like British seaside towns and lots of like, it's very much like an homage to horror films and ghost stories and that sort of thing. So yeah, those are probably the main inspirations. I wanted to, it actually started because I was like, oh, I want to see the perfect film. These are the things I'd like to see in a film, and
Oh, so you should totally, move on and then just sell it to Netflix or something, and they can make movies and series about this, because your work would be so good. Like, it's kind of cinematic, or how do you call it?
Thank you. That's basically, I want to make films basically, so that's my comics are very film-ish, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's the next step for you, eventually we'll see you in the film industry as well. That would be really, really, really interesting.
I'm not sure if I actually want to. It's just I think of my comics as films.
So I happen to know that you are a bit of a shy person, and I'm wondering how you work around that, and if it's any better now, and if you have any tip regarding that. Because I'm thinking a person that's an artist sometimes needs to, go to shows and, show up at certain events.
Absolutely. I have social phobia. It used to be really bad. It's much better now. I'm not really bothered about going to shows and stuff, because I figure if I'm just there, I don't really have to do much. Having to handle money and stuff, that makes me really nervous, calculating stuff, because my brain just shuts off, and I can't calculate how much money to give back when people are buying things and stuff. But that's not a big problem. That's not a big problem, I'd say. no, there's just other things. But I think it's like being an artist, working on your own, it's an easy way of having social phobia. It's probably not very good for me because I don't get lots of like training, and so I get better. But yeah.
But I've seen some pretty cool photos with you, with lots of people around you. Like you go to events, and you know, you dress like a star. Like it's impossible to not see you, and you look amazing and beautiful. And I'm thinking, you know, I would never guess that this person has a social phobia.
Well, yeah, that's a bit of a problem. I've become a bit like worse with like having the courage to dress weirdly, because I've never dressed like a normal person. Yeah, and like I don't like being the center of attention at all. I just really like clothes and like making myself look a specific way. And I think it's the same thing as like drawing and painting. It's like, well, like I make dolls and all that sort of thing. It's just the same thing as doing something with the way you look. So I would never not do that. But I don't like being the center of attention. So these days I become a bit worse at that. And sometimes I just dress down a lot and just don't want to be, I don't want people to see me.
Yeah. Well, I think you're a very creative person. So I can imagine you use any mean to, you know, be creative. And that goes with makeup, with clothes, with art, with, you know, everything. And I suppose it's also a way, if you feel proud of what you've accomplished, you also wear it, you know, like you want to go outside. But yeah. But do you feel like people approach you a lot because of when you dress up? Do they dare to approach you?
No, not really. I mean, sometimes I might get like a compliment or something, but I think it's mostly something that scares people off.
I really can relate to this thing because I love dressing up, but I always dress down because I don't want the attention. So this is very, very relatable. But I'm happy you're still doing it, and I'm happy you keep doing your thing because it suits you. It would be weird if you didn't do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think my idea of dressing normally is probably not everyone else's idea of dressing normally. So I think I still look like me.
Do you have any art shows or anything coming up? Or do you do art shows?
Oh, yes, I do. Lots of paintings. And I do shows sometimes, but not very often. I mean, I've had a few shared... Do you call it shared shows? Like shows sitting along with yeah, group shows with Naomi Novak and Lisela Eriksson. Yeah, I've had quite a few shows like over the years, but it's not something I do a lot.
I just thought of something. We're both in the same Swedish art collective.
Oh yeah,
the Art Monsters of Sweden. So we'll probably to do a show together eventually in the future. I'm really excited to see what's happening. It's so new, but I'm excited. So that would be really nice, actually, to be able to hang with people I admire. Like, I sound like a creepy fangirl, but I am a little bit of a creepy fangirl. But yeah, that would be nice.
Oh, thank you.
But you do scary art too. But I love your version of scary because it's so classy. It's so, you know, it has this. It smells of diamonds and the ghosts and shadows, and I like that mix.
No, I love everything. I love sort of horror films and ghost stories and all that. So I think it's in most of my art.
Mm. It's very evident, but yeah, I look for. I'm like, you need to do series on Netflix or something, I would totally watch it, binge watch it, probably.
Yeah, it could be some sort of art director or something. That would be nice.
Yeah. But it's really cool that you work full time as an artist. We get a lot of questions how you do it.
So I've been doing it for a very long time, like not always full time, but I've been like selling my art and stuff since probably around 2000 or even earlier. I think it was like pretty much like 3 or maybe even 5 years ago now that I really started to focus on doing this and doing only this and making all of my money like this, because before that I was always looking for a normal job at the same time, like going to the job center and like applying for lots of jobs all the time and feeling really bad because I never got a job because I don't have any skills. and I went to lots of interviews and stuff. And I did have a normal job for a little under 2 years, sometime around like 2013 or something. That didn't work for me. I was just, it was horrible, like social phobia wise. And it just drained all my energy, and that sort of really motivated me because I can't do anything else. I have to do this, but it's fun.
Yeah, and sometimes fear is a great motivator. I have a big personal quote on my webpage that I actually, another artist said it before me. He was a Russian artist who made oil out of dead people's bodies, and I can't remember his name, but yeah. It's I didn't make it because I was the best. I made it because I couldn't afford to lose. So that sort of sums up my work experience and why I chose art eventually, because I can't, of course, I have two kids. If I really have to, I will do it. But I also know what it does to me to do it, you know, so.
Yeah, and I mean, I realize I'm very lucky to be able to do this at the moment, at least, so.
I wouldn't say lucky, because you are extremely talented. So it's a lot of hard work and it's a lot of determination. But did you start selling, or did you have a shop back then when you decided to take the leap?
Oh, I've had a shop since at least 2000. I've had an online shop in one incarnation or other. So yeah, I just really went for it a few years ago and just tried to focus more on like really promoting myself and stuff, which is, as you said earlier, it's not very, it's difficult. It's hard to like promote yourself, but yeah, it's difficult, and I'm not the best at it, and I'm not willing to do the whole sellout thing, but I'm trying to do it on a level I'm comfortable with.
Well, you used to live in the capital of Sweden, and now you live in Todmorden in England.
Yes.
How is that for you, and why did you go there?
So yeah, I lived in Vallentuna, at least the part where I lived was a really boring, nondescript area, like a very new area with just new houses and no life or anything, not close to any sort of like central town or anything, no town center or anything, so it felt a bit like living in just a nothing. And I never wanted to live there to begin with. I'm originally from Dalarna, and I just happened to move to a flat in Vallentuna with my boyfriend because he's from there, and we actually weren't intending to live there at all. It just happened. A flat turned up that we could afford and we liked. So, and then we ended up living there for like 8 years or something. Yeah, we've been looking for like a house somewhere else to live for a long time, just eventually I thought since we're moving anyway, we might just move somewhere completely different. And yeah, and we have friends here.
Oh, that's nice. So you didn't move to a complete, you know, strange place. You actually knew people.
Yeah, that's pretty much why we chose this town.
That's good. I'm so happy for you. So how are you enjoying it so far?
I love it. It's great. And we have an amazing house and everything's beautiful. And yeah, it's a much, much nicer place.
Oh, I actually read somewhere that you're always inspired.
I always have it. That's. I think I'm really lucky to, like, I never have like artist's block, or I never feel like I can't do art, or I'm always coming up with ideas, and I always have like 100 things I want to do and make. And I know lots of my artist friends are really struggling with the whole, like, yeah, feeling they're not good enough, and I just don't care. I'm not looking to be perfect or anything. I'm just happy doing what I do, and I do it because I have so many ideas. So like my brain is always coming up with things, and yeah, so I just need to all the time.
You really paint badass women. I love them. So why are you so good at depicting badass women?
I guess because I would like to be one. just a wimp. That's much it, I think. I'm trying to channel a bit of that energy.
I think you are the coolest, most badass wimp on the planet then.
Well, I hope so.
So I think that I don't have any more questions. So I'm going to ask you for an art tip. Like, do you have like a technique, or maybe, you know, it could be whatever tip for our listeners.
Yeah, I scribbled something down here, and I think a good tip is to, like, if you're very daunted by making backgrounds, which I am, still am, used to be more, when you look at other people's art and, like, you see the backgrounds, and they're usually not that detailed. It's like when you think, like, oh, I'm going to make, like, a field of grass or something, and you think, oh, no, I have to make every single blade of grass. But you really don't have to, because if you look a bit closer, it's most things are like really simple. So, and that goes for not backgrounds as well. So just like, don't get caught in like thinking you have to make every detail. Just if something could just be like a shape with some blobs if you look a bit closer. So that's something that has helped me.
Yeah, I think a lot of artists recognize this scenario when you're like, oh shit, I need to make the background. Yeah. That's a really good tip.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it can be really fun to make something super detailed as well, but it doesn't have to be that way. Thinking like making a city or something, and you think, oh, I have to make every like tile on the roofs or everything. Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now with my own painting. I'm doing every bloody tile and, you know, and like, oh, I'm going to have flowers in the grass as well. And then you're like, oh no, what was I thinking? But I also have a good background tip, and that's using the brush, dry brush, to make several, you know, strands of grass or whatever you want to do. Like, use the texture of the brush and you'll get, you know, the texture detail. So that way it's quicker, and it actually often looks better and more organic, sort of, you know, than if you try to make it perfect. So that was a really, really good advice, and I'm so happy and thankful that you wanted to join me today, and sorry for my foggy coffee head here.
No worries.
So it was a pleasure, and thank you, and wishing you a lovely day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us.